Okay. Welcome to Read to Me Bedtime Stories, and I'm your host this evening, Lorraine. Tonight's story is called Derek's Dream Wagon. Derek's dad had just tucked him in for the night and was turning out the light when he heard Derek humming. He turned around and saw Derek sitting up on the bed. "Derek, what are you doing?" his dad asked. "Warming up the dream wagon, just in case I get a call." "What call?" his dad asked, looking suspicious. "The call for the Dream Saver," Derek explained. "Who is the Dream Saver?" Dad asked. "Dad, promise you won't tell anyone?"
"I am the Dream Saver,"
a whispering Derek shared.
"Listen,"
then a very muffled voice says.
"Dream Saver, are you out there?"
"Yes," Derek says.
"Are you ready for the release code word?"
the voice asks.
"Copy,"
Derek says. The voice says,
"Mississippi."
Then Derek slowly spells M-I, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, I, humpback, I.
"Copy that, Clarence Granite,"
the voice said, followed by,
"Cat stuck in the attic in Mississippi. Stat code blue."
Derek turns to his dad and says, "Code blue? We only have 4 minutes to get there. Hit the light if you're coming with me, Dad. You'll have to hurry and buckle up." Derek grabs his blankie and ties it around his waist. Then he gets his trusty all-weather flashlight from under his bed. His dad jumps on the end of the bed and wraps the quilt Derek's grandmother had made for him around his waist. And he puts his house slippers on his hands, just in case it gets cold where they're going. Derek puts on his lucky Cleveland Browns helmet, and Dad grabs Derek's ski cap off the dresser, figuring that's the clue it's going to be cold. Derek shouts, "Dad, lock and load! We're going to have to go into LLS mode!" Dad, looking fearful, says, "What's LLS mode?"
"Lightning lickety split!"
And with that, Derek pulls out his dad's old cordless electric shaver from under the bed. He hits the button and the bed starts to shake. Blue and white panels come up on both sides that say, "Dream Saver." Next thing you know, as if they were catapulted from a slingshot, they enter into a neon tunnel of Christmas lights, with the bed rattling and rolling. All of a sudden, they are surrounded by thick white clouds the shape of large pillows. As the clouds break, you can see a huge castle below with 5 large steeples. Derek shouts, "The cat is in one of those steeples in the attic. I'm going to try to get close. You look through the windows and see if you can spot him." They pass the first 2 windows and no sign of the cat. Just as they approach the 3rd window, dark clouds and high winds start to take over the sky. Derek's dad spots the cat through the 3rd window. Now the high winds are rocking the bed. Derek says, "Dad, there's no time left. I'm going to fly through the window and you scoop up the cat." Derek swings the bed out to the left of the tower, then banks it hard left and flies through the window. Dad scoops up the cat and they fly out the other end of the attic. Derek puts the bed in hover mode and lowers the cat down to run to its owner. Mission successful.
"Dad, brace yourself. Re-entry is very rough,"
Derek shouts. They zoom into a dark tunnel. As they come down from the ceiling in Derek's room, there's a loud bump. The blue and white panels lower. Derek turns on the lights and doesn't see his dad at the other end of the bed. He walks around to the other side and sees that upon entry, his dad has fallen off the bed, landed on his skateboard, slid into the closet, and ended up on Derek's hockey gear. Dad crawls out of the closet, still wrapped in the quilt Grandma had made for Derek. He staggers to his feet, still a little shaken from re-entry. Looks at Derek with his eyes as wide as dinner plates and yells, "What a ride!" As he staggers down the hallway to his bedroom, he can be heard shouting over his shoulder while raising his hand in a peace sign.
"See you tomorrow, Night Dream Saver!"
"Good night, Dad," Derek chuckles.
"Oh boy, this is going to be interesting."
And that concludes our story for this evening. Wishing you all pleasant dreams.